This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. What up, my people? It is your boy Sam, and it's time to break down game 20. That's right, we're 20 games in, almost one quarter in. I guess technically this is one quarter in, and the Raptors are still your number one team in the Eastern Conference. That is what I'm talking about. And today, or yesterday, I guess, they took on the Cleveland Cavaliers for the second time this season. Raptors came back from a big deficit in their first meeting. I think they were down 18 or 19 in Cleveland. They came back and won that ball game. So Cleveland looking for a little bit of payback. They've been on a roll. They're at 10-7 on the season after starting off very poorly. I think they've won 5 or 6 in a row. So Raptors, a little bit of concern here. Obviously, anytime LeBron James is in the building, you've got to worry. Cavs did play last night. Got a tough victory against the Knicks. And just unfortunately for the Knicks, Carmelo Anthony just did not show up. And the Cavs got a 3-point W. So hoping for the Raptors, though, that because the game was close, some of those Cavalier legs are going to be tired. We can take advantage of this back-to-back because, as I mentioned at the end of last podcast, the Cavaliers have got us in 4 days, or I guess 3 days now. I'm recording this on Saturday, December 6th. December 9th, we got the Cavs, and it'll be the Raptors on the second end of a back-to-back. So hopefully we got some legs. All right, so let's get into this ballgame. And I got to make this one super quick, by the way, because for good reason, I'm going to play some basketball. That's right. I got an entire gym to myself. Not another soul will be there. Just me, the rim, the gym, some tunes, and my ball. It's good times, man. It's what dreams are made of, baby. All right, so let's break down this ball game. First quarter we go. Jonas Valanciunas winning the tip, which he's been doing a lot the last few games. And then at the first Raptor possession, he hits a nice 19-foot set shot. And the reason I mention it is because I like to see Jonas let that one fly. Too many pump fakes. Sometimes you gotta shoot that shot and show you can make it, otherwise no one's gonna bite on it. And people stopped biting about 18 games ago. And last game, Jonas hit one from about 15, 17 feet, and this time from 19 feet. So that's going to start to sink in. People are going to remember that. Got to do at least 2 of those a game, I think. But this game wasn't about Jonas. This one was about Amir, at least from a Raptor perspective. So let's get into Amir right away. 9:15 mark, Amir Johnson, baby hook. Kevin Love tries a long outlet off the make. Kyle Lowry gets down and makes the interception. Nice hustle there on offense and defense, what I like to see. Fast forward to the 5-minute mark. Lowry still doing work. Lovely series of pivots in the left block. Gets Deion Waiters jumping all around. And his final move is just a step through right to the rim and lays it up easily off the glass. However, the Cavs were up 18-13. And like I said, Amir Johnson, this was his ball game. A couple more highlights from him. 3:53 mark. Hits a little baby hook off the pick and roll. And 3:02 mark tips in a miss from James Johnson. Amir was having a field day off the glass, and just God, he's got those soft hands. James Johnson, by the way, mentioning him, he came into the first quarter fairly early because it was pretty clear that we needed someone on LeBron, and he's a good matchup. You remember James was out last ball game, but we had DeMar and T. Ross to pick up some of the slack. But nice to have him because physically they look almost the same. I mean, LeBron's a little bit wider in the shoulders, but not much. So a good little matchup there, and he was doing a decent job on him for the first little bit. And then 2:23 mark, so this is just 30 seconds after Amir's last offensive rebound. Amir with another offensive rebound. This time he taps it to Patrick Patterson. Patterson swings it to Lowry. Lowry gives it back to Amir, and Amir finishes with the little baby hook. Cavs up 4, 23-19. And then the 1:25 mark, Amir Johnson, another baby hook. So yeah, he had like 12 points in the first quarter. Amir, way to show up. And I remember when we used to see this from him somewhat regularly. You know, he would bust out for a quarter and give us double digits. It's been a little while. I know he's been banged up, but, you know, I hate to say it, but he's always a little bit banged up. So, you know, after a while, you gotta say you being banged up was just kind of you, right? And I'm not trying to hate. He's playing well. Even when he doesn't put up the big numbers, I still think Amir gives us good minutes. So it sounds like the Raptors should have been running things, but apparently not, because Kevin Love, at the 41-second mark, drained his third three of the quarter. And to close the quarter, Tristan Thompson, the Canadian, with the offensive rebound and dunk. And the Cavs were up 9, 30-21 off of that. And a quick mention, I'm just going to say, T-Mac was there, Tracy McGrady, part of this Raptors 20th anniversary thing. And they played his video, and the fans gave him a little standing ovation. But you know what? I'm not over it. I'm not over T-Mac. T-Mac really had... He's the one who started it. There's no reason for him to leave. He left, and then Vince left, and he even admitted after the ball game, or I think they were interviewing him at halftime, they're saying, yeah, we probably would have went to the finals or would have won a championship. Meanwhile, T-Mac, I'm quite certain that gentleman never got out of the first round. At least Vince went to a couple of finals with New Jersey, but... I don't see no rings, T-Mac. T-Mac, you know, he was a great, great, great player. It's a shame. It's a shame that they did not stick around and see what those two could have done together instead of him trying to be selfish and have his own squad. So I'm still mad. That's right. All right, let's get back to this ball game. Like I said, I got to go. 11:28 mark. Sweet Lou Williams. Right corner three ball. It's what I like to see when Lou is hot. It's usually good news for the Raptors. And he dropped 36 on the Cavs last time. I think that was his career high. So I'm sure they were keeping an eye on him. James Jones, though, LeBron's former teammate in Miami, he drops back-to-back three balls on us to answer. Lowry tries to bite into that at the 9:50 mark with a driving and-one layup. And Amir, then, on the next Raptor possession, finishing a pick-and-roll from Lowry. But the Cavs, the damage is already done, and they're up 11 at that point. Largest lead was 14. The Raptors launching three balls and just not able to hit. They were 1 of 10 at that point from three after, I think in the start of last game, they were 8 of 11 from three. So big difference there, and obviously big difference on the scoreboard until the 6:16 mark. T. Ross, catch and shoot three off a beautiful driving kick from Lowry. He had to use all his strength to muscle it back across his body and get it to T. Ross, who's camped out straight away. He buried it. Cavs lead is 9, 42-33. 4:40 mark, Amir Johnson continuing to run the offensive glass with a gorgeous tip-in off a Kyle Lowry miss. And if you're doing the math, that gave him 17 points to go with 5 rebounds on 8 of 10 shooting. Amir just feeling it. Cavs still with a 7-point lead, 42-35. 3:37 mark. James Johnson catching LeBron snoozing on an under-the-basket inbounds play. He cuts right to the basket. Vasquez tosses it to him, and he just goes up for a wide-open dunk. 5-point ball game. 2:14 mark. Kyle Lowry, layup, and he makes it, and then somehow gets a technical foul. I mean, he was arguing not getting the call, but... Man, he argues way more than that all the time. And for some reason, they give him a technical foul. Don't understand it. LeBron, though, goes to the line and misses the free throw. Man, I don't understand how that guy is not over 80% from the free throw line again this year. I mean, it started the season. It looked like he was going to do it, but struggling again. But as LeBron tends to do, whenever he makes a mistake, he tends to make up for it pretty much right away. And it took him about 20 seconds. He flies back and nails a layup and one. And this time he didn't miss the free throw. Lowry, though, not done. At the 1.1 second mark, he gets an offensive rebound on the shot. So he gets 2 free throws. And Dion Waiters, I think it's kind of a makeup call, he gets a technical foul for arguing that foul. Lowry misses one of the free throws, though. He goes 2 of 3, and the Cavs are up 51-44. Cavs shoot 50% in the first half. Raptors only 38%. All right, third quarter we go. Amir Johnson at the 9:10 mark. It was his night, baby. Straight away, three ball. And cutting out the stuff before that, that cut the Cavs' lead down to 1, 53-52. And then just under 2 minutes later at the 7:14 mark, Kyle Lowry from the left wing, three ball. And the Raptors have the lead after being down 14. They are up 1, 58-57. That lasted for about I'm going to say 4.5 seconds, maybe 5 seconds. Seriously. Kyrie Irving with a Kyrie-diculous driving layup. And that's not mine, by the way. I stole that from a Cleveland broadcaster. Said that a few games ago. I think it was some broadcaster. I didn't make that up. But Kyrie-diculous is hilarious. And it was Kyrie-diculous, just hanging in the air. Little circus shot. So he gets the lead right back for them. The Cavs actually score the next 6 points. They take the lead right back. They're up 5, 63-58. And then the 4:32 mark and the 4:14 mark. LeBron James and Kyrie with back-to-back 3 balls. And the lead back to 11 after the Raptors just a minute earlier, 2 minutes earlier, had taken the lead. They're suddenly back down 11. So a 13-2 run for the Cavs after the Raptors took the lead. And they are up 12 going into the fourth, 76-64. 11:04 mark, fourth quarter. James Johnson, shot clock winding down, right wing, has to hoist up a 3-ball. Nothing but net. Cavs lead down to 9, 76-67. So the Raptors keeping this one interesting. Fighting here. 10:05 mark. Kyle Lowry finding James Johnson cutting to the basket. He goes in for the layup. 7-point game. 9:50 mark. James Johnson with a great block on Tristan Thompson. Unfortunately, he got called for the goaltend, but Thompson was up. It looked like he was going to go for a throwdown, and James Johnson came and erased it. But they gave the Cavs the goaltend, and that's really the way it was going for the Raptors this night. Not just the refs, but just balls were not bouncing in their favor. Or little calls like that were not happening for them. What was happening for them, though, in the second half was the 3-ball. 9:03 mark, Patrick Patterson, left corner, blam! Cavs up 8, 80-72. 7:54 mark, Amir Johnson, his fourth offensive rebound and putback of the game. Raptors fighting, but the Cavs continuing to score pretty much every time down the floor. Raptors, a lot of difficulty getting a stop, but they're continuing to pour it on from deep. 6:08 mark, T. Ross hits a left corner three, and then the next Raptor possession, 5:46 mark, Kyle Lowry, a dribble up three. Lead down to 6, 89-83. Looking like the Raptors might be able to come back and steal another one from the Cavs. But LeBron says, 5:31 mark. He just, off a timeout, just dribbles through everyone like they're not even there and goes up and, like, it's a little slow motion, easy layup. He was about 5 or 6 feet away, so it's not really a layup, more like a push shot, but makes it look easy. And then 2 minutes later, the 3:31 mark, LeBron drains an 18-footer. Cavs are up 10, 97-77. Raptors put on a little bit more fight. The game wasn't completely done. 2:50 mark, James Johnson flies in for a reverse layup on in transition. And then the 2:04 mark, T. Ross shows great hops. He blocks Kyrie Irving on the drive. Raptors break the other way. Lowry drops it off to Amir Johnson. Who else? Who goes in for the dunk. Cavs lead down to 6 again, 97-91. However, Tristan Thompson, the homeboy hero, hits 2 free throws, and the Raptors, on offense, Kyle Lowry gets called for the travel. Thompson scores then on the Cavs' possession, and that was your ball game. And the Raptors wind up losing this by 14, 105-91. So quickly, let me hit up this box score. And LeBron James, who after a slow start, comes back to shoot 50%, 9 of 18, and have 24 points and 13 dimes. So pretty good ball game from him. And Kevin Love, who was on fire early. He was started 3 of 3 from 3, but then he missed his next 5. So didn't finish with that great of an offensive game, but he had 15 points and 13 rebounds. So nice help from them. And then Tristan Thompson back in the T-dot with 21 points and 14 rebounds. Got to be one of his best ball games of his career. 8 of 13 from the field. Well, the 9 of his rebounds were offensive. Jeez. Yeah, I'm offended by that amount of rebounds. From one guy. Jeez, 9. On the Raptors side, though, we had Amir Johnson. 11 of 15 from the field for 27 big points and 7 rebounds. Not to mention 4 assists. That a boy, Amir. And the other Raptor standout, I guess, was Kyle Lowry. He did have 9 assists, 22 points, 7 of 18 shooting. The rest of our guards, though, did not exactly bring it. T. Ross, 2 of 9. Vasquez, 2 of 11. Lou Williams, 2 of 7. Yikes. And Patrick Patterson, 2 of 8. It's just not going to work. Raptors shoot 40%. Cavs shoot 48.8%. That was pretty much your ball game. A little superstar power to boot. So Raptors with no DeMar DeRozan, so we're not going to panic. Raptors fall to 15-5. Cavaliers improve to 11-7, so they're not far behind now. They've joined that pack of teams that is just behind the Raptors in this Eastern Conference standing. So time to right the ship, shall we, boys? Let's see who we got next. The Raptors are playing Denver Nuggets. All right, so we got Denver Nuggets, and then next game will be the Cleveland Cavaliers. So a couple of more podcasts coming up. Big stretch here for the Raptors. See if we can maintain this blistering early start that we've had. All right, I got to go ball, so I'm out of here. That's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. It's your boy Sam checking out. Gonna go drain at least 300 shots. That's what I'm talking about. Peace. 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 Peace.